Notimia is the news agency for indigenous and Afro-descendant women. It is created in Mexico, but the intention is to work globally. That is why we are involving other people around the world who are indigenous or Afro-descendant or are working on indigenous women and Afro-descendant women. But our idea is to involve only women, because we want to create our news from our point of view as women in gender equality.
Tell me about that idea of creating news by Indigenous women, not only for Indigenous women, but for people worldwide to understand.
It is part of our exercise of our rights as women. You know that in the Declaration on the Indigenous Women, but also in the Declaration of the Human Rights in general, the position of women has to be empowered. Gender has to be taken into account in the whole process. No one can have an idea of development, for instance, without the participation of women. And that is why that we are exercising our self-determination right. And we decided to create our own organization.
A lot of when we hear about the indigenous, we hear about problems, you know, access to land or women's participation. But it seems like Notimia is also, as you said, focusing on small stories but that aren't that small. It's about the actual people's lives.
Yeah, of course. We don't want to talk only about the problems we faced, but also to see a perspective that telling these stories, we have the whole big story. If we have all the small pieces, we can create a big one. And we can see also ways on solving the problems they have. And through these interviews, we see all the advances, the challenges, the messages they want to do. And also we talk about the dreams.
Tell us about the dreams.
The dreams, for instance, when we talked about the land rights, and we asked some of the interviewers about their dreams, they said, okay, we have the dream that you have unity, that we are going to have solidarity, that we are going to create a new point of view about the world, that we are going to change our minds, because we have the tools, and the tools are written and not written, and oral transmitted also through our indigenous knowledge systems.
And tell me, why is it so important to be at this UN Forum on Indigenous Issues?
For us, it's emblematic and historic, because I think that 10 years means that it is going to be an evaluation about something that was considered impossible. And we see that dreams can be reality. And this is the evaluation. Now, the challenge is, how can we make all these ideas, everything, all the advances, how can we put at local level? And also, how can we engage people from the Declaration on the Indigenous People's Rights to the Agenda 2030?
How do we connect Indigenous people's rights to sustainable development?
Yeah, and this is the discussion, and that is why we are asking also questions about it.
Thank you, Nidia. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about Notimia or about the need for Indigenous women to, you know, take media into their own hands, create their own media?
Yeah, you know that media is the fourth power in the world. If you get information, you get the power, because the media information, if you know things, you know things in advance, and you can prevent a lot of things. You are not in the dark, and you can also share with other people similar experiences, and you don't need to invent things that are already invented. But with media also, with information, we want to do also is not to lose the knowledge of our elders. Otherwise, if we don't have this knowledge, we are going to be lost.